live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP studios. This is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Well, good morning, everyone. Michelle Mortensen here, and very excited to have you for our very last show of 2020. Can you believe that this year has absolutely flown by? This is the inaugural year of the Michelle Mortensen Show, and I thank you so much for being a part of it. Today is a very special show as well. Unlike some of the shows we've had in the past, where it's very heavy into the politics and news of the day, we are actually going to have one of our most popular guests of all time in 2020 joining us in just a few minutes, where he will be taking your calls and answering your questions about the future. That's Jeff Hartman, the political astrologist, who I know you guys all love so much. But before we bring him in on the show, let's just talk a little bit about what has happened since we last met. Of course, my spirit animal, the man I love more than anything, I think, in politics, Rand Paul, released his Festivus list of wasteful spending. And we saw just how much the government would waste on things like, will Americans choose to eat bugs? Nope, no, they won't. But yes, the government spent money on that, and they can't seem to find a way to give you any money. Although the House is going to be voting on giving you $2,000 stimulus here sometime today. The Senate, by the way, according to Democrat Chuck Schumer, will vote on this as well, and that all Democrats will be voting for it, and he's basically daring Republicans to vote against it. However, fiscal Republicans, like my little spirit animal, Rand Paul, they want nothing to do with it. Not because they don't want to help you, but because they're tired of the wasteful spending, like funding gender studies programs in Pakistan and building border walls in Jordan when we can't take care of our own people. So that is going to get very, very interesting. Also, of course, on Christmas Day, we had that Nashville bombing. Today, we still don't know what possessed that man to get into his RV, play that robotic sound telling everyone, you need to evacuate, you need to evacuate, playing the song Downtown, and then blowing everything up. It reminds so many of us here in the Las Vegas area of the Las Vegas shooting, where some crazy person does something and there's really no rhyme or reason. We never get the answer why. So our hearts, of course, go out to everyone who is in Nashville right now. Other interesting news. Do you know that so far in the month of December, nearly 2 million vaccines have been issued for COVID-19? 2 million. Oddly enough, though, cases in California on the rise, despite the draconian lockdown measures that our favorite politician of all time, that was sarcasm, Gavin Newsom has issued. Don't know why that's not working. Maybe it's because there's no science behind it. Maybe, you think? Meanwhile, we're also getting word that there are going to be COVID-19 vaccine passport apps on the way. Oh, yes. The Commons Project has the Common Pass app. IBM has the Digital Health Pass app. They are getting ready, my friends, to make sure that you have a digital proof of your vaccine so you can enter movie theaters, concerts, places like Disneyland, and board airlines. Yes, United, Virgin, all the big ones are all dealing with these apps right now to find a way to make sure that you have your papers. And my friends, that should be the biggest fear of all, because when you give up a little bit of freedom because of a little bit of fear, you end up losing a whole lot. It started out with, why don't you just wear your mask? To now, show me your papers. We're days away from this, my friends. It is absolutely horrific. And that, my friends, is why on my last show of the year, I wanted to have Jeff Hartman on with us. Jeff Hartman is an astrologist. Jeff Hartman correctly predicted in 2016 that Donald Trump would win the presidency. He has made many correct predictions over time, and he has certainly been our most popular guest of 2020. And it is with great pleasure that right now I welcome my dear friend, Jeff Hartman, to the show. Jeff, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Well, I'm very glad to have you here. Before we, let me remind people, if you do want to speak with Jeff, you can. The number to call is 702- 702- 866-468-9729. We will be taking your calls and bringing you on a little bit later in the show. But of course, one of the first things I wanted to do was, Jeff, I wanted to ask you about your 2020 prediction when it came to the presidential election, because in that show in September, you very clearly stated that you believed that the plan and everything that you saw in astrology was pointing to a Donald Trump victory. But here we are today on December 28th, and technically we're not there. So tell me what you were seeing. Tell me what you're seeing right now. Kind of let's speak to that right out the gate.
Well, the first thing I would say is I had mentioned on several shows, I might have mentioned on yours, that Mercury was retrograde 3 weeks before the election. And interestingly enough, it went direct exactly on election day. So people might say, okay, great. What does that mean in plain English? Well, it really shows, I think, the election fraud was real. And there's overwhelming evidence that has been provided in a number of cases, particularly Sidney Powell, Linwood, Giuliani, etc. And I think that's going to really play. I think if the astrology's right, Trump probably won overwhelmingly. And I think the voting, again, the mail-in ballots, the trucks that we've heard about, now there's planes, there's affidavits that there were planes being brought into Phoenix and other places. So again, I'm just going by what the charts say. I really believe we had huge voter fraud. The day Mercury stationed, and just for anyone that doesn't know, that means Mercury in the sky appears to stop. We know it doesn't. In third grade, we all know that all the planets go around the sun and they never stop. But remember, we don't live on the sun, we live on the earth, right? So from earth-based astrology, Mercury appears to stop and go backwards, and that's called retrogradation. Well, it's stationed, meaning it stopped and went direct exactly on the election day, but it did so squaring Saturn. So plain English on all this, I think the confusion and voter fraud is probably way past rampant. I think it's way past stupid what they probably did. And ultimately, I see this playing out where either I keep getting in interrogation astrology. For anyone who doesn't know, interrogation astrology isn't someone's birth chart. It's literally asking a question as to whether something will happen or not. And it's one of the probably most ancient tools that was used throughout history. And I keep getting, even though people laugh at me and say, well, you're out of your mind, that Trump is going to still take this. It really leans towards him taking this. And people say, well, how could that be? Well, let's start first that very similar things happened to Thomas Jefferson. And apparently, again, I'm not an expert on political and extremely complex legal issues. But from what I've heard, Pence is literally the head of the Senate. And on the 6th of January, he actually has the right to reject the seven states that are in dispute or contested. And as a result, what will happen is if you just add up the votes, and this is exactly what the Constitution says, I believe it's the Second Amendment and also the 14th that comes into play, but don't, you know, quote me on all that stuff. The only thing I can tell you is it leans towards Trump winning by some method like this, where if Pence counts all the votes from the remaining states, Trump's going to have 232 electoral college votes and Biden will have 222. So bingo, he wins. The other thing that could happen is, and this is also a possibility, where the election is adjudicated as fraud. Now, everyone's heard the courts have thrown this out consistently. And the Supreme Court has been distancing itself from wanting to hear this case. But if it's forced to, and it could be in the end, I really believe the House then, I think that is the 14th Amendment. It's the 14th or 16th, I can't remember which. And ultimately, the House would have to vote, and they have no choice. The 26, I believe, states would go Republican, and the 23 would go to Biden. So either way you slice this, that's what I see, is something like that happening. The biggest problem, Michelle, and you know, you and I have talked about the craziness that's going on with not only the MSM mainstream media, but also just, I think, the consciousness that's been programmed in the world, particularly this last 4 to 6 years. we're going to see a lot of people come unhinged if this happens. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And I know that's one of the things that even when we discussed the future back in September, you really made a specific note that the first 3 months of 2021 were very tumultuous and very already got people on the phone lines who want to talk to you. But before we get to them, we'll probably get to them right after our first commercial break. Really discuss what you're seeing for those first 3 months and why you have this sense that in a planetary perspective, you see a great deal of chaos and turmoil, even more so than what we've seen in 2020 thus far, which has been pretty chaotic and tumultuous, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. That's an understatement. I've been warning about this. You know, you and I were talking about Nostradamus before we got on the show. And, you know, back in the 70s, my mother exposed me to Nostradamus, and we just couldn't make heads or tails out of anything definitively. And I'll never forget when I walked out of a theater in 1978. If anyone remembers, there was a show that Orson Welles had put out called The Late Great Planet Earth. And it was all the predictions that were reduced, or you could say deduced, by Nostradamus. And I looked at my friend and I said, if this movie's true, we're not going to live past 1985. Of course, we now know it's way past 1985, and we're all still here. And I don't think the world's ending. I think we're just entering a new era, a really powerful new era is what I think. And this was marked by the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that we just had on the winter solstice.
Yes, and why was that so significant? Jupiter and Saturn kind of aligning on the winter solstice. That was very significant. I know you
very significant. Yeah, we've had a series. I think a lot of stuff has happened behind the scenes that we're not hearing about on the mainstream media. I've heard that the server was confiscated in Frankfurt. Now, that's been refuted by many people, but I actually got that that's true, and that some very high-level people were involved with that, and a lot of information has come out. I think a lot of things is cooking behind the scenes right now that we're going to see come out when New Year's Eve forward. Now, that doesn't mean New Year's Eve something horrible is going to happen. What I do say is we enter an energy where all the planets go in between the moon's north and south nodes. Everyone's heard of eclipses, right? Well, eclipses just happen astronomically when the Earth, the moon, and the sun align. It's very simple. It's all, you know, geometry. So when they align, we have eclipses. Well, the interesting thing is all the planets will go in between the moon's north node, which is a mathematical point, and the south node between New Year's Eve this year all the way up until March 26th. Plain English, I believe this is going to be another period, just like we had last year, that's very, very challenging. This one's likely to be different and related to the election, and also some trouble with, I hope not Antifa. I hope we can get through this with no issues, but I'd be surprised if something like that doesn't happen.
Very, very interesting. All right. Well, the phone lines are jamming up right now. There are definitely folks who want to talk to you, Jeff. So what do we do this? Let's take a quick commercial break. And if you also want to call and talk to Jeff, the number is 702-468-9729. We're going to leave you going into the break with a little bit of Prince, Party Like It's 1999, because you know what? It's almost New Year's Eve. These are the songs that you would hear if anyone could actually have a party and celebrate and dance the night away. All right. Give me about a minute and a half. We'll be right back with more with Jeff and your questions. For a professional, honest, and knowledgeable realtor who will tell you the truth about the Las Vegas market, then you need John Kennedy and the team at Home, a real estate company. With 16 years buying, selling, and managing properties all over the Las Vegas Valley, there's no one better to serve you. Give John a call today at 702-640-0101 and let him lead you home.
we give game day a whole new meaning.
Big Willie Styles already getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Oh, yeah, we're all about to get jiggy with it. Let me just tell you, because we've got German on with us today, and he is going to be taking your calls. We're so excited about that. And if you want to call in, the number to call is 702-468-9729. But we do have Keith on the line with us right now who wants to ask Jeff a question. We ask that you only ask one question, but we will keep you on the line in case Jeff has some follow-up for you. So, Keith, what is your question for Jeff today?
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Michelle. And my question is, what's my health going to be like for 2021?
Could you hear that, Jeff, or do we need to raise up the volume?
I could. If I understand you correctly, you said, what's your health going to be like?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Give me just a second. I can't answer that unless I cast a chart. So you can't see what I'm doing here, but I'm going to run up here and look here. Hang on. Overall, you look like, you look like you're going to be okay. What's been happening with you?
I have lung issues.
You have lung issues. Yeah. What have you been doing for? Cause it looks like you're going to be all right here. This thing is definitely pretty manifest, but, you look strong actually. What's been happening with you?
I just, I was exposed to false sheen gas about 19 years ago. They gave me a month to live, but I obviously made it 19 years, but now I'm having some breathing issues.
Uh-huh.
Heavy breathing, wearing out really quick.
Yeah. I'll tell you, are you on meds or something like that and seeing a doctor?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the things you might want to do is talk to a naturopath and see if you can't look into something like OSHA root or licorice root, too. Those things, there's good Ayurvedic doctors, too, that can prescribe things based on the balance of your chart. See, if I had your astrology chart, I could look at your personal chart. The problem is when you're involved with allopathic medicine, you're on pharmaceuticals, you're under a doctor's care, you really don't want to use alternative methods unless you've got a doctor who's very familiar with the pharmaceuticals you're taking and also, the consequences of any reactions. But overall, you look strong here. You really do. Did you just get better recently in the last, like a little bit of improvement?
I did actually, yes.
Yeah, that's what it shows. What I like is if you hang in there. I mean, I see the why you're feeling like you are, but I'll tell you, you might want to look into Ayurvedic practices. Reflexology is another thing, and acupuncture, because those things don't conflict with most of the regimens that allopathic doctors have you on. But you got to really be careful taking herbs and alternative things unless you check with the doctor first that there's no conflict. Because if you're on meds, that you really got to be careful that you have a doctor monitor you and blood work and all of that when you start playing around with alternative treatments, and you really want to cross-check. But it shows here that you could maybe seek some benefit from that if you went down that path to maybe find a naturopathic doctor.
Absolutely. Okay. And Keith, if you could see on the screen, Jeff has his email up. And if you would like to speak with Jeff directly, maybe a little bit more personally about some of this, his email is up there and you can email him at jeff@jeffherman.com. Our phone lines are blowing up and we want to be able to get more questions in. So Keith, thank you so much for calling. And
good luck to you, my friend. Good luck and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yes.
You bet.
Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year to you. Well, Jeff, while we wait to get some, we're going to have some more callers come online real quick. Let's talk a little bit about what you see with 2021 past March, because I know for quite some time you had been telling people that you saw that 2020 was going to be a tumultuous year, particularly right around the month of March. And you're seeing it be tumultuous for about a year until about March at this time. So my question to you is, what do you see post-March for 2021?
You know, I think things will start to get back on track this summer. That's what it looks like. I actually think the COVID thing is going to start to become under control. You know, it's interesting. You were mentioning how we're going, it's going to be like Berlin, you know, your papers, please. You know, when we get on a plane across a border or anything, you know, I mean, again, I don't want to get political here, but I can tell you if the administration that appears to be elected gets in, I think we're going to be learning Mandarin. And I think we're going to be really under a lot of stress with this COVID thing. I mean, if we go into a further lockdown, there won't be any middle class businesses left. I mean, they'll crumble. Already it's happening.
And you don't start for that. I mean, that
that's common sense. I mean, we've got to get this country back up and running. And I really believe what's about to happen. And again, I'm putting myself on the line here. I really believe that we're going to see this election get overturned, even though people are saying to me, Jeff, you're crazy. I mean, come on. The media's declared Biden the winner and Harris. They've declared, you know, the Electoral College, et cetera, et cetera. But, and of course, the courts have rejected everything. So how could he possibly win? And I'm looking at so much evidence here in so many ways. The only thing I can give you definitively from my side is I say the same thing. I go, well, how could Trump ever possibly come back from this? You know, notice he hasn't conceded at all. I mean, anybody who wants to follow it.
Well,
but also he would concede, I think, if he felt he wasn't in the right. So the point is, and I'm not here promoting any political candidate. I'm just looking at the evidence and the astrology, because I got a lot of clients calling me, particularly people overseas in other parts of the world. They're all saying, oh, my God, if the United States falls into socialism, or I think actually will eventually get into outright communism if we get the Biden-Harris administration, you know, they're worried about their country. I mean, I'm hearing this from people in Europe, you know, other parts of, you know, Southeast Asia, et cetera, Australia, New Zealand. They're all saying the same thing. They're saying, my God, you know, if the United States, the pillar of, you know, democracy and all that falls, I mean, we're done. And I think that's what's at stake here, much more than just, you know, Trump and Biden. This is a big deal for this country.
So that you've said for quite some time that you see the first 3 months being immensely tumultuous of 2021. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I guess I would say that whether it's the Biden administration or whether Trump pulls out some crazy way to stay in office that natural minds in the media could not comprehend, that in itself would create a great deal of chaos. I think either way, matter who is in office come 12/01, January 20th, you're seeing that there is the door open for chaos. Now, if there is a way that Biden does take over.
It starts in the middle of January. I see it starting in the middle of January. I think you're going to see not only the 6th be problematic, but particularly in the middle of the month too, into even inauguration day, there's a Mars-Uranus conjunction. I mean, it's not going to be light here. People are not going to take this light, no matter how you put it. I actually think a lot more people voted for Trump than what they're telling us. The problem is we're dealing with a media machine that is so powerful. And Obama did this. A lot of people dispute this. But back, I think, in 2012 or 13, Obama signed in an executive order. It's called the HR 4310. And everybody says, yeah, but that doesn't have anything in it. But if you look at, there's a section in there, I forget what number it is. It's 72 something. It actually opens the door for almost military style psyops propaganda to be used through the media. And if you look at what's been happening in social media and media in general, I mean, it's been crazy. I mean, way off the charts. I mean, CNN has not only been busted doing things, and sorry to get political on your show, but I would tell you that we're going to see this country become unhinged because the programming that has been done, if this election does get overturned, you're going to see people go off the charts. Either way, we're going to see this country very divided any way you slice it, because if Trump does win, like I think he's going to, or the charts say, you're going to have a lot of media whiplash. And I think this Antifa is going to be a problem too, though I've heard the military's infiltrated it.
And I have to ask a question, because sure. If it comes to the point that on January 20th, 1201, Biden is inaugurated as the next president, what does that mean for the fact that from a planetary perspective and what you could read, it said that it would be an alternate ending, if you will. So what does that mean if it's historically wrong, for lack of a better
Yeah, well, I mean, what if it is wrong? Let's play devil's advocate. Well, look at the amount of people that are going to feel that they were thwarted in their election. They're going to feel it was a false election, a fraudulent election. And I think you're going to have unrest and a lot of people uprising in various different ways, feeling like they don't have faith in their country, they don't have faith in their government. I think a lot of people don't already. But I really think this is going to put a wedge in between people's faith that there could ever be another honest election, or that there could ever be honesty in government. And again, this isn't about Trump and Biden. This is really about the integrity of an election.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think we're reaching a point where no matter who is inaugurated on January 20th, I think you are going to have a group of people who still believe that Donald Trump, they will claim Donald Trump is the president. There will be
a huge amount of people.
Biden's the president. And that right there creates division. Now, Megan is watching on YouTube right now. She had a quick question, and then we're going to take a question from Mary. She wanted to know, Jeff, to address the Senate race in Georgia at all. Do you have anything to say about the Senate race in Georgia? What's going on there?
I don't, but we can certainly look at it. Let me cast an interrogation chart. So what is specifically her question?
Well, I guess, you know, we're all wondering, the election is on January 5th. Is our Loeffler and Perdue going to prevail, or are we going to see a Warnock-Ossoff Democrat ticket, which would lose, we would lose control of the Senate with that election on January 5th?
Yeah. And it's interesting, they're using the same voting machines that they're questioning. you know, not to sound conspiratorial here, but I've heard several reports, and I haven't been able to verify them, that there may be a little more going on with this Nashville bombing than meets the eye. And I do get that that may be the case, even though the guy did what he did, or is purported to do what he did. There's also alternative reports on that. So you're going to say, so what she's saying, who does she favor? Does she favor the Republican ticket or the Democrat?
Doesn't state, but I'm just curious. I think the curiosity is, I think, you know, if you're a Republican, you want the Republicans to win. If you're a Democrat, you want the Democrats to win. So if the stars are showing anything, will it be, you know, a mixed bag? One Democrat, one Republican. What do you see anything? If you don't see anything, that's fair.
No, it's okay. No, I just cast the chart. It leans towards the Republicans might actually take it. That's what it looks like.
Well, it leans
in that direction. That's what I would say.
All right. Let's hope so. All right. We've also got, before we take another commercial break, we got Mary on the line. Mary has a question for you. Mary, thanks for joining us. What's your question for Jeff?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I wanted to ask if Jeff saw or could tell me about a move for myself in 2021.
Did you hear that?
I did. You know, one of the things that was really good, and I wanted to mention this earlier, and Mary, you know, one of the best things that I do is something called location astrology, where in a reading, I literally can take your birth chart and extrapolate where it is. Now, are you asking where it's best to move, or are you asking if a move is going to come up?
I'm seriously considering a move to Prescott, Arizona.
Oh, that's beautiful up there. Yeah. God, I used to go to Prescott all the time. I love it. Nice up in the mountains there. Okay, so you're saying best to move to Prescott.
Yes, correct.
Is really what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. You might want to look at location astrology sometime. I do sessions with people where they literally can log right online with me with Zoom and they make a movie of it. And it's absolutely astounding. Best to move to Prescott. Where do you live now?
I live in Henderson.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that'll put you up in the mountains there.
That's where my heart is. I'm here in Nevada.
Well, it comes up that it's pretty good to move. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it certainly does. You know, I do some really cool stuff. I do a lot of real estate elections. I noticed Michelle had a great commercial she did on real estate. I do a lot of, it's called electional astrology. It's picking an auspicious time to list your home or an auspicious time to move. And I literally time it right where you put the first box through the door. People carry it through. It's called electional astrology. Benjamin Franklin actually used that and many others did. It's purported that the signing time of the Declaration of Independence, which is a document that's in very dire straits right now if the world goes forward as it is. But electional astrology is really cool for that. And so is location astrology. But it comes up good. Yeah, I mean, you're okay here to move. It looks good.
Wonderful. And Mary, we thank you so much for calling. And if you have more specific questions that you'd like to ask Jeff, his email is on the screen at jeff@jeffharmon.com. And Mary, we thank you so much for calling in today. We are going to take a quick commercial break. If you would like to get on the phone with Jeff, though, you can do so. All you have to do is call 702-468-9729. That number again, 702-468-9729. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in about a minute.
Diet Coke? Who are you, my mom?
You should be so lucky, because you know what moms do? Well, I suppose we should start with the whole giving you life thing. It seems like that should be enough. No? Okay. What about her ability to send shockwaves through the neighborhood without saying a word? Or whip up a ridiculous handmade costume that you forgot to tell her about? Not to make you happy, but because she had a reputation to uphold. She invented rideshare, called it carpool, and did it for free. She didn't need those dating apps either. You copied her jeans, her spin, her shoes, her scrunchie, and whether you realize it or not, her music.
Why not?
Oh, and she can win any argument in 4 words.
Because I said so.
Everything you're trying to do, she's already done. Did it better. And she did it with a Diet Coke in her hand. So, drink what your mama gave you.
LadylikeClothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. LadylikeClothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at LadylikeClothing.com.
When you're up for it, you know where to find us.
Another good one. You shook me all night long. And we are shaking things up with Jeff Harmon here today. We are talking about the future. We've got more callers on the line that we'll be taking soon. But Jeff, let's get you in here. Now, Jeff, we've had some questions about the upcoming Georgia election. We've had some personal questions. Real quick, before we take that next call, why don't you just give everyone just a brief rundown on what it is that you, very brief, because we want to get some more calls, what it is that you're able to do, what you kind of specialize in, what you can offer people, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I use a number of different types of astrology. I use something known as Vedic astrology, which is wonderful to see cycles. And again, your last caller, Mary, one of the things I love to do is location astrology. Today, so many people are moving. I mean, with the economic upsets that we've seen, location astrology is just fascinating because everyone has specific energies across the country and across the globe. And I have so many people that are saying, geez, where's the best place for me to live? Like the gentleman earlier that called, I have found, I've even worked with doctors and we verified this, where moving to a good location can actually improve your health. And of course, a lot of doctors say, well, geez, if you go to a warmer climate or a more suitable climate, it can be helpful. I've also found people moving to where their sun line is or other lines that are really auspicious can have a huge impact on how they feel about things. So it's really, really cool to look at the cycles. And again, today, no one has to leave their home. I just send them a Zoom link. It doesn't matter if you have a PC or a Mac, you can log right in. And it's excellent because you can literally make a movie of the thing and watch it over and over again. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. That way. Absolutely. All right. Well, the number to call if you would like to speak with Jeff is 702-468-9729. We do have Lily on the line with a question. Lily, you get one question. And if you are listening, you might want to lower your volume just a little bit so we don't hear that feedback in. Lily, what's your question? And thanks for joining us.
Hi. Yes. Hi, Michelle and Jeff. My question is, I wanted to know if there's any truth to like a new political system being rolled out, like what's on the internet.
You know, I've heard a lot about that. And we've heard, you know, the corporation, the maritime law and all of that. There is, and I'll tell you that, I think it's going to take longer. The United States has a Pluto conjunct Pluto. That's never happened before. And by the way, I should tell you what just happened literally in this last week was powerful energies. We're not hearing it on the mainstream media, but I'll bet that there is absolutely profound things going on behind the scenes right now, shuffling the deck. And people say, well, how could that be? You know, Biden's coming in. I think things are happening very powerfully to this country right now that have never happened probably since its inception. Even though the Civil War was a huge, huge division for this country, we have a different one going on right now. The cyber attacks, this stuff with China. And I think the communism in general and socialism has really shaken a lot of people up in the government from what I've heard. I actually have several clients that I hear from who are very knowledgeable about this stuff, much more so than I am. However, I'll take the astrology and take questions from these people. And I think that's happening right now. And I think we're going to see, again, people are going to call me crazy, but I think this election has a strong and high probability of being overturned. And I think we're going to see a lot of exposure at what's been happening on a deep level to many of the politicians in this country, governors included, and other politicians, right down to it's going to scare people what's going to happen over this next few years. And I think it's going to take a while. The declassification of documents, this stuff with General Flynn, we're at the tip of the iceberg right now. And I think we're going to see this next year is going to be shocking what's going to come out.
Well, Lily, thank you so much for your call. That was amazing. And we have more callers who can definitely come on if you'd like. 702-468-9729. I have a quick question, though, for you, Jeff. You know, you just talked about the year of exposure. And, you know, I really looked at 2018 as the year of exposure. My God, 2019 was a year of exposure. 2020 has just been a year of troll chaos. One of the things that we saw media really be exposed in 2018. What and with media really functioning in a way where it's no longer showing the truth, it's showing its bias, it's showing what the audience wants to hear, it's placating to the audience. How are we going to see this exposure? Are you seeing any rattling in the way that media is done? Because as someone who has spent my entire adult life doing media, I've got 8 Emmys to prove it. I think we are reaching a turning point, a tipping point, if you will, where media is going to forever change how we get it, how we distribute it, et cetera, et cetera. What do you see about that?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was just speaking about with the last caller. I really think that we're at the tip of the iceberg of that really happening. I think this election and what happened has really soured many, many people. You're right. They probably have been feeling this since 2018, but particularly, I think, since this election. People are vacating a lot of news that they had originally listened to, and they're now moving in other directions for alternative sources like your show and other shows because people just don't trust what they're getting. The only danger is there's also a lot of misinformation out there, and that's another thing I see in the astrology. There's a Neptune opposition, the Neptune of the United States chart. And just for anyone listening, there is a signing of the Declaration of Independence astrology chart. It's kind of considered the birth chart of this nation. Whenever you concretize an event or say, okay, I'm getting married, I'm, you know, taking a trip, or I'm buying a house, these events are very powerful energetically. So those are known as elections, or you could say event charts. Well, what's interesting is the United States chart, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, shows this next 4 years is almost in a way make or break for this country. And we're all looking to have it happen instantly. But I think these things have been brewing since Eisenhower. Now, I'm going to date myself here. When I was a little kid, I remembered, you know, Kennedy getting killed. And I also remember the words, I didn't hear them, so to speak, I was too young, but Eisenhower had mentioned and warned this country of exactly what's happening right now. And of course, we hear all these terms, deep state, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the astrology is saying this is what's on the chopping block this next 4 years. No matter who is in the White House, we're going to see, I think, an unprecedented amount of things come to light that have, I really think the declassification of these documents combined with the media, this HR 4310 and the stuff buried in it, social media being able to shut people down. I mean, it's just horrible that you can shut anyone down. That's our right to freedom of speech. You look at what's happening to people in China and in Russia, in Saudi Arabia. People are getting jailed just for doing their jobs. You know, like this poor woman just got 6 years in China, or was it 4 years? Another one got six in Saudi Arabia. I don't think they're going to be too nice to her in prison, you know?
And I think you're saying, I think, kind of rings true with so many people that they feel that that's what's coming. They feel that that's what's on the way. But of course, that is almost a very... it's a very doom and gloom outlook that
it
is. That's not done. We're in a bit of a tipping point and we could really see our darkest days ahead. And I don't love that. I don't think anybody loves that type of idea or mantra. So my question, I guess, is there a way that from a planetary perspective, in your opinion, can it be thwarted? Can it be changed? Can anything be done? Or are you just on this doom and gloom path?
Well, I got a more positive outlook than that. I actually think this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, a lot of people say, oh, this is the age of Aquarius. Well, it doesn't seem like the age of Aquarius, does it? You know, I mean, when you really look around at what's happening. What I would say is that conjunction happened in a tropical zodiac of Aquarius, meaning Jupiter and Saturn joined in the very first degree of the tropical sign or constellation of Aries. I'm sorry, of Aquarius. So the sidereals, which I'm one of them, in Vedic astrology will say, no, that didn't happen there. Well, they're right. But see, just to keep this simple, the last time something like this happened was 240 odd years ago, give or take. That was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. I think where we're at right now is the beginning of the high-tech revolution. I think it's going to become like the Jetsons. I mean, the negative aspects is, yes, if you own a smartphone, you're probably being tracked everywhere you go. Every new car you buy is literally GPS everywhere you go. They can spot you anytime. They can turn on microphones and with 5G and cameras anytime they want through cell phones, internet, etc. We're coming into an age where everything is going to be documented. Everything is going to be database logged and tracked. The positive side, though, is if we can maintain America and its constitution and broaden that constitution out into modern times and not give these social media companies and other data companies free rein to just track us everywhere and maintain the God-given right freedoms that are in the constitution, I think it's going to really be a wonderful time. I think free energies are going to start coming out. And if not, they're not free. I think a lot of alternative energies will be coming out. I think there's going to be expansion in medicines, genetics, travel, etc. We just got to get through this hump. I think over the next couple of years, we're going to start to see that happen at the same time that a lot of these things are going to get weeded out. I got a little more faith than doom and gloom. I really do. I think technology is a very dangerous thing because it's a double-edged sword. Yeah. You know, we're not out there chopping wood anymore to, you know, make tea or, you know, going to the outhouse. We have a modern society that is really quite extraordinary when you look at the fact that all of us have the internet. We have these smartphones. I mean, I remember, God, not more than 30, 25 years ago. Remember when we used to write down on a matchbook, well, you got to take a right here, take a left there and go here. And then I get to my destination. Now we just tell Siri, route me to blah, blah, blah. And she just takes us right in, you know? So it's, there's a lot of benefits to modern society. And I think we got to stay positive. The astrology really shows we're in a time right now of transition and change. And that never, ever seems to happen easy. And I think I really look at the future of the United States as more positive than negative. I just think this next 3-4 years is adjustments and weeding a lot of this stuff out. And I pray and hope that I'm right, but that's what the charts lean towards. I don't think we're all going to end up in internment camps and, you know, re-education camps. We could, but it leans towards no. Because I always have to quote George Carlin. You know, he if you ever heard The American Dream, it's on HBO. It was one of my favorites. And also Language Complaints, excellent, where he talks about the abuse and twisting of political edges. It's all greed. It's a lot of these folks have sold their souls. And it's always, what about this right here, the money? So, and it's always going to be. And I think the future, if the astrology is right, shows a lot of change, a lot of transformation that ultimately will end up better. The United States militarily is really posturing against China right now in so, so many ways from everything I'm hearing. Do you know that right now there's two battle groups on both coasts right now? It's very mysterious. Nellis Air Force Base, which isn't too far from you, and people have reported to me all over this country, a lot of military activity has been going on. So there's some very deep and secret things that I think are unfolding that we don't know about. And I view this as positive. The owners, as George Carlin, to quote him, at the top of the pyramid, I don't think are going to let China just run in here and take over. You don't put trillions of dollars into the military. So even though it's fearful right now, I have a more positive outlook.
All right, Jeff, we've got a lot of people who are asking questions online, and we've got some more people on the phone lines. We're going to be able to take maybe one more phone call, 702-468-9729. I want to ask a question that Paige had online. That is, she wants to know about Pluto's return, and then I have a Nevada question for you. So up first, I don't know what ask about the Pluto return means, but I'm assuming you do.
Well, the Pluto return, it can only happen. It's a synodic cycle, meaning it's how long does it take to go around the solar system? So whenever you have a birth chart or you have a signing of like the Declaration of Independence, the birth chart of the country, that's the time it takes to return back in. Now, it's not exactly 240 years. The country is, what, like 246 right now? So, in general, we're going to see, I think, major structural transformation. Pluto, even though a lot of people laugh at Pluto now because they say, well, the astronomers have taken it out of being a planet because it's a planetoid versus it's a planet. The only thing I can tell you in location astrology, Pluto is exceedingly powerful. I do readings for people. It always brings major transformation. It's like tear down the walls and rebuild. That's the nature of Pluto. It's raw power. And that parallels what I was just saying a moment ago, that I think we're going to see the structures of this country be refortified over the next 4 to 6 years. I got to tell you, this March 26th, transiting Saturn hits the south node of the country. So I think we're going to see a lot of things unfold that's going to wake people up to what's happening with the mind control media, with so many other things that have been going on politically. And these things have been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, as long as money is in play, you're always going to, you know, George Carlin, again, to quote him, he says, how much soft money will a politician take for his core values? And yeah, there's a lot of truth to that one. Listen to language complaints. And I think this is all on the chopping block.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you too, just because, you know, I'm in Las Vegas. Nevada is my home, and I care a great deal about this state. And sure, I am of one of the personal beliefs that some of the horrible draconian decisions that people like Governor Sisolak have made are going to cost us indefinitely for years to come, just because much on tourism and people coming here and shopping here and gambling here. I wonder, since location is very, you're very good at location, and that's what you specialize in. What do you see with Nevada here in the future? You accurately predicted that we were going to see a few Republican wins in our state legislature, but not a lot, not enough to change things. I'm curious what a 2021 outlook for Nevada specifically looks like.
Well, let's see here. Because you can't see what I'm doing right now. I'm actually casting interrogation charts. These are literally charts that I cast for the moment. And what it does is I just literally put in what your question is, and the eastern horizon becomes the querent and whatever houses. Yeah, let me just see here once. It shows people are still going to really push to overcome this. You know, that governor has definitely been a problem, hasn't he? Well, it tends to lean towards... excuse me, that people are going to really push back is what it shows. There's going to be a lot of pushback is what I see here in the chart.
Okay.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing where, you may see a lot of the casinos and people in the local town legislature really push back on this. I think this whole COVID thing is going to start to go away after March. I really do. I think it's going to start to come undone and start to get better.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you grab a quick drink of water. We're going to take our last commercial break. We might have time to get one more caller in. Plus, we are going to do our look back at those that we lost in 2020, including a very dear friend of mine who passed away yesterday, who many of you have watched on TV for years. We'll talk about that and so much more after the break.
Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile. It's the holidays, and that means it's wireless promo season. Right now, the big wireless companies are spending billions trying to lure you into long, expensive relationships with a shiny new phone. Enticing, right? At Mint Mobile, we don't hate you. So, we're offering you 3 months of free service on any of our plans, even unlimited. And you can bring your own phone.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learn about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on The Michelle Mortensen Show. I mean, honestly, how awesome is Phil Collins? He's amazing. I don't care how old he is. He's amazing in my book. And you know who else is amazing? Jeff Harmon, who has been so gracious to spend so much of this hour with us answering our questions. I have another quick question for you, and I don't know if this is your wheelhouse or not, but I know over the past several years, we have seen a lot of abnormal weather patterns, weather situations. I believe it was... in 2018 that we saw snowfall in all 50 states, which is immensely bizarre. We've seen quite a bit of snowfall in Las Vegas, which, you know, rarely ever happens. We've seen so many hurricanes and tumultuous events. Do you see part of the tumultuous things that you're seeing for 2021 and beyond? Do you see it also being weather related, or is it definitely more political and technology related?
We could see some quakes here on the Pacific Rim that are pretty intense. I'm a little bit concerned even about this next couple of months. There's some very good alignments coming up. Also, a lot of people have heard about the global warming, but I think we're in a grand solar minimum, which they actually have gone back through history, and you can see the cycles. We might be in a cooling phase right now rather than a heating phase. And that alone can cause some really challenging weather patterns to light up. But yeah, we've got some alignments coming up that I'm a little bit concerned about for quakes. And of course, I live in the land of quakes, the quakes and the nuts. So, anyhow, it's the way it is. Yeah. I wanted to show you something, Michelle, if I could.
Sure.
That's really interesting about, I'll go to share the screen. Sure. And if that's okay. And what you'll see here when I come over, there we go. So I'll come back here. This, now people can see this is some of the interrogation. This was your last question here. But one of the things I wanted to show people was the location astrology. And look at Donald Trump. He's got Mars. Right, this is Donald Trump's chart here, natal, right over Washington, D.C. Now, I know Washington, D.C. has always been called the District of Columbia. I've renamed it to the District of Criminals, but that's very important. And Joe Biden, this is his chart, but notice this is in his natal. See, there's several types of things. People have their birth chart, and then they have the cycles that are going on called transits and progressions here you can see on the screen. One of the interesting things about Joe Biden right now is he has Neptune, which is right next to Washington, D.C., and has been retrograding and moving away. Watch, if I animate this, you can see if I go back several days, Washington had for Joe Biden the Neptune. You can see this is right at the beginning of December. It's stationed, and now it's moving away. If I animate that, what does this mean? Now, I know he's pronounced president-elect, but this could potentially mean that the illusion of him being in the presidency could move away. Now, that's only one indicator. My main indicator is interrogation. What's that?
Did you check Kamala's?
I did. I have Kamala. Kamala's actually got some pretty good astrology there. This is Kamala Harris's natal. See, if you look at the upper left-hand corner, you see natal is your birth chart. So Kamala's actually got some pretty good energies out here in the District of Criminals. It's not bad for her. She's right next to a moon line. See, these planets have about a 300-mile influence to the east. So if I measure from DC to her moon and her also her Mercury line. They're only about 175 miles. You can see I get the mileage up there when I hold it down. So this is some interesting stuff to look at. And by the way, anyone has respective energy. Everyone is different. And these horizontal lines are your own personal ley lines, also known as latitude crossings. And I got to tell you, I got into location astrology in the late 70s, and I am really astounded at how accurate it is and how much accuracy I have seen for various people, including my own self, at transits and progressions and cycles. And a lot of times people can't move, but it's very valuable to know what you have coming through. Sometimes I see people who are in places where they may want to consider to move, like the gentleman earlier where I've seen, you know, health issues. I had one doctor one time, he said to me, Jeff, he says, I'm dying. I've tried every allopathic thing that is known to medicine. He says, if I do not, you know, get an altercation in my disease, I'm going to die. He had prostate cancer. And I said, Jim, I said, why don't you go move to a sun ascending line? He said, well, where's that? Well, he was lucky. It happened to be in Hawaii. So he went to Hawaii and I didn't hear from him. And then he calls me back about 6 months later. He said, Jeff, my PSAs have dropped out of the sky. I can't believe it. I feel like, you know, way better. And he lived there for quite a while. And then financially, he ended up having to move and he had some family issues. I said, Jim, stay there as long as you can. He moved and he went on a really bad line in Los Angeles for him. And he was dead within probably 8 months. And it was fascinating. And I've seen this time and time again where people have gone to good locations and they've really, really seen an improvement in the various areas. And people, it's not just good and bad. You have very specific energies. Like people say, show me the best place to live. And I go, well, there's so many flavors on the menu. Do you want, you know, intellectual emphasis? Do you want artistic emphasis? Do you want physical emphasis? So these are all these different planets, these glyphs have very specific energies. Like most people are interested in health and money and well-being. So there are certain planets like Jupiter is always elegant for anyone to be living on. So there's so many different choices. It's a lot of fun.
And, you know, real quickly, Brenda, who is watching on Facebook, she has a quick question. She said, well, what does it mean that Kamala's birth chart or whatever looked was kind of good? I guess she was kind of indicating, what do you mean by that in good?
Like, well, it doesn't mean she's going to be president. Of course, we know if Joe gets in, it's not going to be Joe. It's going to be Kamala eventually, because I don't think he's going to stay functional. I really don't. His chart indicates, again, from all indicators that I see, I don't think Biden's going to be really functional much past a year. I really don't.
And is that because you can actually determine through these charts when your time is up? It's not.
Well, you can certainly see, like you can see here, this is something known as Vedic astrology. And here, by the way, is Joe Biden's chart. This is something known as Vedic astrology. And people may say, well, what is Vedic astrology? It's a very ancient system that came out of the Southeast Asian India area. And it's known as Jyotisha, or it's a strange word that could be translated in English to the science of the light of the soul. And there's many branches of it. And I got to tell you, it's really amazing how accurate it is in depicting cycles in a person's chart. Well, when I look at, again, Biden, he has some cycles that are going on, and this is kind of complex to get into, but it's called Nadi astrology, N-A-A-D-I, you probably saw it on the screen earlier. But Biden has some things coming up that doesn't favor him to be as strong as he could, particularly in the next year and a half. He's going to have Saturn. See, this outer box here is the transits. He's going to have Saturn go over what we call his south node. See, the nodes are very, very, very powerful. Many people have heard of eclipse points. And here, I'll just show you a quick diagram. If you take the Earth, it's sitting at an angle. That's why we have seasons, right? And of course, the moon goes around us every month at an angle. And there, it creates something known as these little horseshoes known as the North Node and the South Node. Well, in Vedic astrology, this is really critical because I have seen people really run into health issues when Saturn transits the South Node. And again, you can compensate for this, but Joe is pushing 80 years old. And, you know, we've seen he's not been 100% cognizant. He forgets what office he's running from. And I'm not here to bash Joe Biden. But I mean, this is a fact when you watch many of the things that are happening. And I wonder, you know, if his wife is so close to him to support him. And long story short, his astrology shows I don't think he's going to be functional to hold probably the toughest job in the world for very long. So back to the question your person had asked, what does it mean for Kamala to have the energy she has? It just means she's got good energy there. It doesn't preclude that she's going to be the president or the vice president.
Okay. And that someone else then asked, well, what about Trump? Is he going to be all right? And I know you've been looking at his chart quite closely. So
Trump, I got to tell you, Trump is on fire. That man is on fire. And I'm not here promoting Donald Trump. I'm just telling you what I see in the charts. Donald Trump has an exceedingly powerful chart. For anyone who's a little technically minded, this is sunrise right here. That's what that ASC means. That means the ascendant. This is noon. This is where the sun is at noon. This is sunset, and this is midnight, hence the cross, right? So Donald Trump, for anyone who knows a little bit about astrology, is Leo rising in Vedic astrology. So Leo rules the sun. Plain English, he has the ruler of his ascendant in the 10th house. Whether you like Donald Trump or hate Donald Trump, he's got the chart of an emperor. He was also born with a fixed star right on his ascendant, which literally is the description of a king sitting on a throne, putting his golden crown on. So a lot of people hate Trump. I think part of it's jealousy. A lot of people love Trump. So whatever camp you're in, I'm not here to promote or demote anyone. I'm just telling you, whether you like it or not, Donald Trump has a chart, a birth chart that is exceedingly powerful. And I mean exceedingly powerful. The cycles Trump has coming up right now is very strong. In fact, particularly now, over the next 2 years, it's exceedingly strong. I wouldn't see Trump slow down based on what I see for probably a decade, literally. I mean, and again, I'm not here to promote the man. I'm not here to demote the man. I'm not here to promote Biden or demote him. I'm just telling you what the energies say. And my job is to be honest. And I can tell you, Trump is a house on fire. He's not going to concede. They literally will have to drag him out of the White House. And again, I say the chart leans towards watch what happens here in January. I'm putting my reputation on the line. If I'm wrong, you know what? Then I'm wrong. But I really see this coming as an overturned election. And there's a number of ways at which it could happen. If Trump does end up taking the election and getting back in the White House, or staying in the White House is a better word, I can tell you from what I see astrologically, his competency level is going to be exceedingly effective over the next decade. I don't see him slowing down. He does run into some problems. In 2022, he could have some issues right there. But overall, his general background cycles are very, very strong from what I see.
Always, this is always so, so interesting. And you are definitely are one of our popular guests on the show. And I thank you for giving
us some time
here at the end of the year. I know so many people are watching right now and they're like, hey, I want to learn more. I would love an opportunity to talk to Jeff. Why don't you give us a quick plug of how people can get in touch with you, whether they want a reading or any of the other things that you offer. I know you do a lot with jewelry making. And so just give a quick plug. And we still have some more going. So don't even go anywhere, but give us a quick plug.
I do a lot with gemstones that are really amazing, that really help people's energy. I've actually worked with doctors on that too. We've actually got data that actually supports natural untreated gemstones when they're the right ones for you. And that's one of the things I do in readings that's included is tell you which gems you should avoid and which gems you should wear. The best way to get a hold of me is right here at the bottom of the screen. It's Jeff at jeffharman.com, which literally is, you know, H-A-R-M-A-N.com. The easiest way in, because Camille, my wife, is wonderful. She takes all the emails and responds, thank God, because I wouldn't have time to do it.
She's a fantastic actress as well. And we're very grateful for her. She's amazing.
You bet. I'm lucky with that one, let me tell you.
Yeah, right. Mary, my friend. Well, I hope that we can definitely have you on the show again, Jeff. I know the audience would love to see you on, you know, in a couple months. So maybe after March, so we can talk about everything that happened and what's to come. So we'll definitely be in touch. And thank you for just giving us so much of your time. And please get in touch with Jeff if you're interested in more. All right, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Michelle. And Happy New Year to everyone. Stay strong. I think we're going to see a lot of things changing here real soon.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Well, as I promised, we are going to one of the things that in my years in TV news that I always really enjoyed doing was at the end of the year, taking a look back at those that we lost. And as I was working on my in memoriam piece for you today, yesterday afternoon, just a little bit before 6 p.m., I got a phone call that a dear friend of mine, who many of you may have known from Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch, had passed away, Nick McGlashan. He was only 33 years old. And he was just such a bright light, such a great person. And the world just will never be the same without him. He sadly passed away yesterday. And my heart goes out to all who knew him. He was certainly a wonderful friend of mine and more political than you may have ever realized. We had so many great talks about politics over the year, but we lost so many people. And sometimes it's hard to remember everyone that we lost, from Eddie Haskell, the guy who played Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver, to Regis, to Alex Trebek, and so many more. So I have put together a piece honoring and remembering those that we lost. Also, we'll be watching that in a brief moment, but stay through to the very end because I will have a huge announcement for you on the future of the show right after this. But let's take a moment to remember those.
My name is Pussy Galore.
And I'll take Colonel Mayo with me, if you please. Where is he?
I admire your luck, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
First time I was seeing the game through her eyes. It wasn't me sitting there, you know, as an athlete or a player or something like that. It was exciting, and she had such a great time. As a father, you just...
That's all you want. That's all you can ask for.
Yes.
Ryan attacking. All the way, Dustin Hall!
Or the living person of the slave called Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus.
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 We won't fight.
We won't fight.
We won't fight.
We won't fight.
Wakanda forever.
What is this? A prophylactic rapper?
You want to live here? You respect the rules of our house.
You're grounded!
Bring out the standard poodle, please.
I don't think I ever could get used to being probed and prodded. I told my proctologist once, hey, why don't you take me out to dinner and a movie sometime, you know?
Yes, yes. I remember you said that last year.
Yeah.
No one has ever dumped me.
I'm not trying to make history here.
I did the 23-hour nose route to the top of El Capitan in 18 hours and 23 minutes. I can make this work.
No.
I won't let you hurt me, Jerry.
When we get where we're going, we'll never be sick, we won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
The human race, as you know it, will cease to exist.
Know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run, you never
Some terrible things have happened in the United States. It was a great man once said that the true symbol of the United States is not the bald eagle, it is the pendulum. And when the pendulum swings too far in one direction, it will go back.
For you, the sun will be shining, and I feel that when I'm with you, it's all right, like never before.
Well, there you go. So many people that we have lost over this crazy, crazy year, 2020. My friend Nick McGlashan of Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch, one of them as well, passing away just yesterday at 33 years old. We also want to give you one more announcement before the last show of 2020, and that is the Michelle Mortensen Show is coming back in a big way in 2021. We are going to be moving to a better time slot. That's 12 noon. So you'll be able to watch us on your noon hour in the Las Vegas and West Coast area at 12 noon. You'll also be able to watch at 3 o'clock over on the East Coast. And we're moving to more television networks and stations. That's right. You'll soon see us on Grab It TV and many, many more digital TV stations. So stay tuned, because the Michelle Mortensen Show isn't going anywhere. It's just getting bigger. It's just getting better. And I am so grateful to have each and every single one of you along for us with the ride. We're also going to be debuting even more shows to come on Grab It TV and digital TV networks so that you can stay informed. Because one of the things we must do is we must fight back with truth. We must fight back with information. We must absolutely make a difference. And the one way to do that is by taking media and taking over. And that, my friends, is what we are going to do. So starting January 4th, our next show on Monday, we will be on at 12 noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. on the East Coast. And we will be going for a full hour. We're moving to digital television on Grab It TV, and we will be producing even more shows for you, news and information and sports to keep you informed so you can turn away from the traditional media and get the media that tells the honest and actual truth. My friends, it's time to make journalism great again. And that is what we are going to do in 2021. We will not be censored. We will not be stopped. We will get the information out there. And my friends, we will do it together. If you haven't subscribed yet to MichelleMortensen.com, please do. It's your donations that make it possible for us to get bigger and better and to reach more people. And now more than ever, we have to reach young and old alike. And the way to do that is through digital mediums. So please go to MichelleMortensen.com and subscribe today. A monthly donation of any amount makes a huge difference. And I also must thank Spencer. Spencer has been my rock throughout this entire process. He is the one who makes this TV show show up on your screen each and every day. He's the one who's taking your calls, and he is an amazing producer, and I am just so grateful to have him as a part of the show. So thank you, Spencer, for all that you do. Thank you for being a part of the show, and I look forward to seeing you in 2021. I think we'll end the show now with a little bit of a great music that will probably get us kicked off Facebook, right? Because that's usually what happens. We've got a closing song, and you know who it is. It's Mariah Carey singing Auld Lang Syne. Why? Because Mariah's level of relevance is up, gonna be up in about three more days, and we won't see or hear from her again until next December. But gosh darn it, that girl can sing, and she can ring in the new year, even if it's on a green screen. All right, my friends, enjoy the rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Monday, January 4th. Have a good one, everyone.